Welcome to another edition of I Couldn't Have Said It Better Myself. I am doing this while I'm walking outside during one of my breaks today at work. And it is a beautiful day out here. Sunny, a little bit cloudy, not a little bit, but they're white clouds. They're harmless ones. But it's a little windy, so if you hear some background noise, that's what you're hearing. I don't really have a whole lot of things to say today. But I will say, on the topic of the NFL draft. So, last night was the first round of the NFL draft for this year. Okay, so, as a sports fan, I'm grateful for sports being back after some of it being shut down last year. I'm a football fan of the major three, baseball, basketball, and football, as far as watching the sports. Hey, how you doing? I haven't been a fan of some of the personalities. That are in the league, but sorry, there was a little interruption there. I saw someone I hadn't seen in a while. I have to catch up with them later. So anyway, not a fan of some of the personalities, but I'm not watching sports for personalities. I'm watching sports for sports. So, and of course, sometimes their personalities come out while they're playing, and I could do without that. But anyway, so for the longest time, that feels like, you know, ever since the end of the college football season, everybody's been opining about who's going to go number one, who's going to go number two, who's going 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, you know, doing the first round. And opinions change every day. And I get that, you know, because they have scout day or pro day or the combines, and you see different things, whether they're improvements or setbacks on those days after having watched them perform in college. You know, there's the distance, you know, the 40 yard dash. Sorry, you're probably getting a lot of noise from the wind there. The 40 yard dash, vertical jumps, things like that, you know, bench press. So there's that. So everybody talks about that. Everybody's, you know, got their opinions on who should be the top 10 or top 15, or what team should draft this person, or what team should trade up. Anyway, so it's the, there's a plane in the background. My fault, it's a helicopter. I wasn't looking up, and then I did. I was like, that doesn't sound like a plane. Anyway, okay, so, so for this year, most people were saying, well, we know it's Jacksonville Jaguars. We know who they're going to pick. They're going to pick Trevor Lawrence. Everybody knew Trevor Lawrence was going to go to number one. All right, so here we have the fanfare of the first night of the first round. Well, the only night of the first round. First of all, I love me some football. I like the mystery of who's going to go to what teams and if there's trades and all that kind of stuff. But they had a pre-draft show so they could talk for half an hour or more about the draft. Well, first of all, you don't need to do that. Second of all, they cut off of Jeopardy. I love me some football, but I also love me some Jeopardy. I need to entertain the mind. I need to test the mind. I need to challenge the mind. So I love me some Jeopardy. I watched Wheel of Fortune, thankfully. I kept that on there. It was the second half of that that I was watching. But Jeopardy, I found out, was cut off. And they're going to show it again today at 12:30 noon. At 12:30 today, this afternoon. Well, that doesn't help me because I'm at work. And I don't have a DVR because I don't have cable. Cost too much. Anyway, so... Sorry, I'm chewing gum too, so this is probably why it's taking a long time. I'll spit it out. So my big beef with this thing, my little beef was that it cut off Jeopardy. I can live with that because it's not, they don't do it every night. But my big beef with it is this, look. Why are you going to sit there and talk for half an hour, 45 minutes before the first round is even, before the first player is even picked? That's way too much hype. Way too much. When we already knew who the first player was going to be. Or at least Jacksonville already knew. That's my other thing. It's like, all right, well, so then you have a time limit. And say they have like, I want to say it's 10 minutes. I don't know. I'm confused. There's all these tickers going off about how long of time the team has to make their pick. And then eventually when they decide, they say the pick is in. Sometimes it doesn't go the full 10 minutes or whatever it is. Sometimes it does. But if the team already knows who their first pick is going to be. And listen, here's the other thing. While all these analysts are opining about who should go in the top 10, 15, 20, whatever, what team should draft who, whatever, these general managers and coaches are already working furiously to put together a list of their needs and trying to say what they need to do. What happens if this guy gets picked first? Who do we go to next? And they already spend their time doing that. So by now, on the night of the draft, they probably already have a list of their top 50, 100 choices, whatever it may be. Because let's be fair. After the first couple rounds, it's a free-for-all. It's just whoever. No offense to those guys that go in the late rounds, because some of those end up being really great players. I.e. Tom Brady, who I can't stand. But I give him credit where it's due. I feel a little deflated when I talk about how good he is. Anyway, that's a different story. So, but they spend a ton of time talking about this before the night of the draft. So if they already know who it is, let them pick it. Don't do all this fanfare or hoopla, whatever. The thing went on until midnight last night. There's no reason 32 players being picked should take that long. Now, am I saying they shouldn't have any time at all if they know who their pick is? No. If they want to make a trade, give them 5 minutes. But don't put a time limit on it. I mean, if the trade is taking a couple minutes, just borrow the time. My point is, let's not drag it out till midnight. Let's maybe take it till, well, at least for the East Coast, it was midnight. It was in Cleveland. I think they might be an hour away. Anyway, more on this later. I'll have to come back to it because I've got to get back. But I need to stay on topic here because I've got more to say about it. All right, so this is the second segment of my talk on the draft. I honestly cannot remember where I left off. I mean, I kind of know what I was talking about, but I don't know what I've already said about it. But if you hear another noise now I'm in my car. So last time I was outside and you heard the wind beating at me, if you heard it at all, now you're going to hear car noises, signals, all sorts of stuff. Anyway, this is my life. This is when I got to do this stuff. So, anyway, but my take on the draft again, like I said, you know, these teams have been mulling over options
for months. Probably before that. But, you know, once they know what position they're in the draft, obviously then they need some more time to think about it, because they're like, okay, well, what do we want to trade up at all? Do we want to trade down? Do you, you know, whatever. You know, do we have a really valuable number pick, and can we get some value back from that by trading with somebody? Point case, the day of the draft, the news comes out about Aaron Rodgers being disgruntled with the team, wanting to go to either the 49ers, the Broncos, or I can't remember what the other team was. Raiders. So somebody wants to go out west. Denver, Oakland, and San Francisco. Anyway, he wants to be by the Bay, at least. But, you know, San Francisco, they picked Trey Lance. I don't think they're going to go for, you know, Aaron Rodgers. Anyway, the point is, you got someone like Aaron Rodgers with his credibility, you know, wanting to be traded. And then all of a sudden, teams start going, So, obviously, there are things to think about. But hopefully by the time you're at the draft and you're ready to make decisions, you already kind of have an idea of what exactly needs you have. If someone does come on the market, like potentially Aaron Rodgers, although Green Bay is saying they're not going to trade him, if someone does come available on the market and the team's shopping him around, then you're like, do we need him? Is he too much for how he plays, or is he a good value? So, and then you make a decision, and then you're done. So, you know, that point, you know, like I said, that's my point with all this, is like, you know, you're going to know exactly who's going to be available when it comes to draft day. So why do we have 10 minutes of time? It might be even more than that. But why do we have 10 minutes of time between when a team is on the clock and when their pick has to be in? Like I said, the pre-game show, and I call it pre-game show, the pre-draft show, is completely unnecessary, because this whole offseason has been a pre-draft show for every network, Fox Sports, ESPN, whatever, NFL Network, I'm sure. Speculations out the wazoo. So this whole time has been a pre-draft show. So why all of a sudden are you going to do it again? Maybe I can see 10 minutes before you get into it. I can see having a little show for 10 minutes or showcasing like who the top picks are, if there's any last-minute trades. Or if there's... Whoa. Sorry, I'm driving. I'm seeing people driving recklessly. I have to pet people behind big time. This guy's cutting everybody off. Anyway, that's when you just wish you had a tax strip in your car so you could, like, speed up in front of them and lay it down real quick. Anyway, or you had the Batmobile, you know, you have those gadgets in your car. Anyway, so, like I said, we waste too much time on, they're thinking about the team and thinking about who they're going to pick. Then someone gets picked, and if it's that same guy, they talk about him even more, show the same video clips over and over again while they're talking about him. And all four panelists have to say something about it before they cut to something else, before they cut to the field reporter for that team. It's a circus of talking, and it makes it not watchable. I did a live segment with a couple friends of mine who were hosting an Instagram live about the draft. I hopped on, and they invited me in there, and so I was able to give my little aside comments or whatever about how long it was taking or whatever. And I started watching it after when I thought Jeopardy was going to be on, and I was looking to see what was going on, but they didn't start it until like almost 8:30. So by the time I'm trying to put my kids in bed, they've only had, maybe it's before 8:30, but they've already had four picks. So they were moving very slow. And I was telling the guys, like, look, I debated. I'm still watching it right now, because I want to see who's watching the picks, because that's my team. But I debated on whether or not just to wait until like 11 or midnight and then just get caught up. I really debated that, because I thought, well, you know, I could watch something else, or I could play some video games. you know, whatever, and then catch the news later on, multitask, you know, whatever it was. I almost did that. I kind of wish I did, because if I had known how long that pre-draft show was going to be, I wouldn't have watched it, because I've been hearing that all offseason, and just nonstop. So, anyway, that's my take on the draft, how they can improve it. They could actually, if they sped it up, if they did 5 minutes between each pick, you know, with an allotment of time given in case they need to make a trade to make it official, they could probably get through the first two rounds in the same way. Because I think, you know, there's nothing to be said about the second round, because, you know, as things start to kind of pick up a little bit, sometimes teams have a little more than one pick in the second round. And it's interesting to see what happens, what moves are made. So I would imagine the second round would be another spotlight, too, because that's the second tier of picks. And so it's curious, you know, people would be curious to see what other teams are, you know, what the teams are thinking their other needs are, and whether or not you agree with them or not. Of course, that's the ironic thing is us Monday morning quarterbacks are always telling them our own opinions, even though we're the ones on the job. Not the ones on the job, like the coach or the GM, whatever. Anyway, so that's my beef with that. To me, it's just incessant ranting and raving by the analysts who like to hear themselves talk. And it's a lot of fluff. It's a lot of, you know, whatever. I mean, look, not that I don't want to hear about the draft picks and about their little stories if they have families with them and all that kind of stuff. You can still use those segments in between to talk about stuff like that. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying let's keep the picks, the time between the picks a minimum. And if you have to take a station break, take a station break. But it's just way too much. Taking up way too much TV time. Taking way too long. Drama. And, I mean, I get it for the first rounders. You know, it's a special thing to be picked in the first round. You know, but, I mean, it's still a thing. I mean, they don't televise nationally. I mean, I think it's going to be on ESPN at some point, maybe. Maybe even Fox Sports, they're probably going to show it to, or whatever. I'm sure NFL Network will show it. So it's going to be on those specific channels, cable channels, whatever. But as far as being on network TV, like it was last night on ABC, the second and third rounds aren't going to be on there. So I'll have to get my news elsewhere for that, because I only have network TV. But satellite, you know, antenna TV, whatever. Anyway, digital channels, I guess. So that's my take on that. That's my thoughts. Take them or leave them, I don't care, because they're my thoughts and there's nothing wrong with them. So anyway, hope you guys are having a great Friday. It is 2:30 in the afternoon. I would normally be getting off right now, but I'm already off. I took 15 minutes off early because of clock issues. And I'm heading over to pick up my kids now, go home and enjoy the weekend. Hopefully, I got some yard work we're going to be doing. Decorating the yard a little bit. Not decorating, but just, you know, my wife wants to put some flowers down and some new mulch, and we're going to do some landscaping that we hadn't done before. So anyway, that should be fun. I'll be taking Advil, popping Advil every 4 or 5 hours, Saturday afternoon, Sunday afternoon. So anyway, y'all have a great weekend. Hope it's weather's decent where you are. It is 79 and breezy here, except for this one guy in front of me who's not going at all, taking a sweet time. Everything's going pretty cool. So anyway, talk to y'all later.